producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Stoppers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I am the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, not live from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, but rather I'm a little further south down here in the state of Florida, and enjoying some very nice weather down here. And just want to welcome you to Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in any time during the next 2 hours, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We don't do Chinese buffet, so stick to what we're talking about. And today we're going to talk about the shooting that's taken place, obviously, earlier in San Bernardino, and all of the eruption that has come from that, the lies that have come, some of the information, the misinformation and such we're going to talk about in this hour. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to follow us on Facebook, just look us up at Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media. And you can also follow Bradley on Facebook by looking up Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean on Facebook. And also on Twitter, you can pick him up there. You can pick up his feed, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Well, it has been a busy news week, and for reasons of travel and such, I haven't been able to keep up with things as much as I wanted to, but we're going to try to catch up with some of the things today and hopefully some articles I'll be able to get out after the show that will be helpful to you as well. But let me take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Michael Snyder's put out an article saying Islamic terrorists are not coming to America someday, not someday in our future. They are already here. Now, this is something that you know about and have been knowing about if you've been following Sons of Liberty Media for some time and listening to Sons of Liberty Radio for some time. You already know this to be a fact. Those who hold to the teachings of Muhammad are here and have been here for some time. And those who hold to it religiously, and I say they believe the teachings of the Quran, they want to follow in the footsteps of Muhammad, those people are jihadists. Now, they may not be active just yet, but they're definitely doctrinal. I recently posted an article titled Why All Muslims Are Terrorists, and they're either a terrorist doctrinally or they're one that's active. And you never know the active until they become active. That's why you find these families. So you see even the family of Mr. Farouk, who went on the shooting spree this week. They're coming out, we're so shocked, we're so surprised, you shouldn't be. He's taught to do that in the Quran. Now we're coming out that the story is that Mr. Farouk got into a conversation with a Jewish man who was a convert to Christianity, and apparently that sparked some of what had gone on in the shooting incident earlier in the week. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Barack Obama, as usual, blames victims. He doesn't blame those who are engaged in Islamic terrorism, Islamic jihad. That's what it is. He says, we've got to search ourselves. He wants to push the gun control agenda. We're going to talk some about that today. Instead of dealing with the criminals, and this is a problem in our society, becomes a problem within the church. And as a result of that, the society doesn't have the standard held up to it. And the church wants to all of a sudden, all the time, whitewash things, show more compassion for the one committing the crime than they do the victim. And it is our responsibility, folks, to, as the people of God, to uphold the standard God has given us. And that is to exercise justice, to love mercy. But part of that mercy is exercising justice. It is a mercy towards the people by bringing justice upon criminals. And so this is not an issue to where we have to search ourselves over what took place earlier in the week. This is an issue to where we need to pinpoint the problem. And I'll tell you, the problem ultimately is sin, but in this case, it is the Antichrist doctrine of Islam. It is people following in the footsteps of the terrorist Muhammad. And there just is no way around that. Those are facts. Muhammad and his followers have a 1,400-year track record. They have a book that's written. You can see exactly what's taught there. And you say, well, but some of these guys run around, they kill other Muslims. Of course, because they see them as hypocrites for not doing what the Quran teaches. And that's the point. Doing what the Quran teaches leads one to engage in some form of jihad against the infidels. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, How the Corrupt Tree is Nourished. That's Bradley's latest article in which he deals with the corruption in government and how over and over and over we get promised all kinds of things, but nobody ever does anything. Whether it is the guy asking for your vote or whether it is the people who just buy into it and elect the same kinds of people over and over and over, and the corruption just keeps becoming more and more corrupt. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Who are the real terrorists? This is the latest from Dave Dobermeier. And his is taking on the Colorado shooting and in pointing out the distinction of a guy who the media is portraying him as pro-life and this, that, and the other, and some kind of religious whack job or whatever. The interesting thing is they're saying he was sparked by the Planned Parenthood videos put out by the Center for Medical Progress. The funny thing is you see the little shack he was living in. I mean, he didn't have electricity, he didn't have TV, internet, none of that stuff. My question is, where was he seeing these videos? How did he see them? He was a loner. He didn't go anywhere. And yet the narrative is trying to put that on those of us who are against the murder of the unborn. It's trying to pin us to that guy. That guy was engaged in murder. That's not what the Bible teaches us to engage in, but we are to fight for the unborn. There's no question about that. So be on the lookout for that. That is some of the things that are rather interesting and ironic in the two shootings, and we'll talk a little bit about that after the break. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, useful criminal idiot. San Bernardino crime scene has been tampered with by the media, making the evidence inadmissible in court. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk gun control and the San Bernardino shooting. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203.
800-853-1203. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. San Bernardino. This story just has so many interesting things about it. One of the, I guess, amazing things that goes on with these mass shootings now is that we're often finding out that there are active shooter drills that go on either the day of these mass shootings in the same location, or they've been going on, they've been training there. And I realize guys are going to be training for things, but really, active shooter trainings over and over and over and over and over and over and over, so close together, it seems a little curious. And we are finding out that in the same building that the shooting took place, they had just had an active shooter drill. In fact, they had been having several in that same building. I don't think there's a coincidence there. And this is where a lot of people come up with the false flags. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean somebody's not killed. And some people go down that road, that may or may not be. But the fact of the matter is that we have these shooter drills that go on. And this particular one had happened in the very building that the shooting occurred in. And so you just have to ask, what's going on? Who's benefiting from it? As Bradley says, who would follow the money kind of thing. Who benefits from these kinds of things? And the interesting thing is we see exactly where the narrative goes. For instance, when we look to somebody like Barack Obama, even while he's over at his $2 million cost to taxpayer climate change thing in Paris, the funny thing that he said was, you know, mass shootings don't go on anywhere else in the world. They don't happen in other countries. Now, He's saying that in Paris, in which a mass shooting just took place a couple of weeks ago, in which over 100 people were killed and many others injured. And he cannot be, that cannot be taken as just a gaffe. He is specifically lying. He's not telling a falsehood. He's not telling an untruth. He is a liar. That's who he is. And it's because his daddy is a liar. And he is promoting that so that he can push the agenda to take your guns. And I know people have said, oh, you know, he's been trying this. He's not really one after that. In fact, there was an article out earlier this week that proclaimed him Gun Salesman of the Year because of his attacks on the Second Amendment. Now, he's been attacking it his entire time in office. And sadly, there have been those in Congress who've been right there beside him. We could point to somebody like, oh, I don't know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And the fact that, from her perspective, what she did recently, back in October, was she lied about mass shootings. And that's been regurgitated here recently in, I believe it was the Washington Post, in which they were claiming that there were 355 mass shootings this year. Well, Wasserman Schultz, who's the DNC chair, the Democratic National Committee chair, tried to state that there were 380 Americans who have been killed in 294 mass shootings in 2015 alone. I bet you didn't know there was that many mass shootings, did you? Well, there weren't. In fact, she did not pull her statistics from anything factual. Rather, she pulled them from an online source called Mass Shooting Tracker. It's a crowdsource site. And again, they pull a similar kind of definition for mass shooting in which four or more people are shot at, whether they die or are injured, which is basically the same kind of understanding the FBI has. However, it's when you get into tracking the data. I mean, we're talking about BB guns used. We're talking about just, I mean, it is so loose as to how they're getting their information that you can't trust it. We labeled it pants on fire, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is just lying to the people, just like Barack Obama is, in order to push a gun control agenda. And let me just say this. Everybody is pro-gun. You say, what? Yep, everybody is pro-gun. Let me tell you the difference. There is the pro-gun crowd that believes the right to be to keep and bear arms that is protected under the Second Amendment, that is biblical in nature. Those people, of which I am a part, believe that men should be able to arm themselves in any way they see fit to defend themselves, their homes, their families, their neighbors, their state, their country. Okay? Any way lawfully they can do that, they should be allowed to do it. And then there's the other pro-gun group. And that pro-gun group does not believe in God-given rights. What they believe in is taking guns away from law-abiding citizens, and being only pro-gun for those in government, whether they be police or army or navy or military or any other government branch, it's fine for those guys to have guns. And they're pro-gun for that. Okay? We need to understand that. We're all pro-gun. It's just which side of the line are we on? Do we want big government communist-style pro-gun? Or do we want the pro-gun that comes with freedom and responsibility? And sadly, many are dropping that off. And yet, there is an encouraging note. You know, Black Friday this year was bigger than last year as far as the FBI background checks, and I'm totally against those things, too. You start bringing justice on criminals, you don't have to do background checks because all of the violent criminals have been dealt with lawfully. And I'm not talking about throwing them in jail. I'm talking about bringing justice upon them. You do that, then you're not infringing on people's rights with all this nonsense where government hasn't been authorized to deal in. You say, well, you're going to let the criminals get it. Look, criminals get guns anyway. Look at the guys this week. Every one of the guns were obtained legally, right? Every one of them. And now we're finding out a couple of guns were, even though they were obtained legally, are illegal, according to California, for them to have in that state. They're legal under the Constitution, but in California, those guns are legal, are illegal. How does a law stop criminals? It doesn't. It just defines who is and who is not a criminal. That's the point. And the law defines when you break that law what you are and what the punishment should be. But we've lost sight of that. We want people to be rehabilitated. We want all this other. We don't want to bring justice. We don't want to do what Jesus says. And as a result of that, we're bringing judgment upon ourselves because we won't bring judgment upon criminals. I think it was Bradley in his column this week talking about bringing justice upon the lawless. And if we don't, God will use the lawless by unlawful means to bring judgment upon us. See how that works? You see in our country how the sodomites are getting Christian businesses shut down? Because we're not bringing justice upon those who are engaged in what the Bible says is a capital crime. Do you see how when we don't deal with murderers and rapists and kidnappers and all of these kinds of things in a lawful manner and a just manner, they end up coming back to get those who are law-abiding? Man defends his house. Maybe he shoots an intruder. Instead of the intruder getting in trouble, he turns around and sues the homeowner for shooting him and wins. I mean, it is justice turned on its head. Don't be surprised if you see something come out of San Bernardino. We saw it with Clock Boy. He's suing for $15 million. Don't be surprised if you see family members do this same thing. On the other side of the break, let's look at Terror Group Care, how they're coming alongside and pointing the finger at America to be responsible for terror that those who follow Islam are engaged with. And stay with us.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh. 1-866-582-9933. You want to join in and voice your opinion, call in. 866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're talking the San Bernardino massacre that took place earlier this week. And coming on the forefront of that, isn't it interesting how Muslim Brotherhood Front Group and designated terror group CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, have kind of teamed up with the family of Mr. Syed Farouk following the jihad? Isn't that interesting how quickly they come to the side of the family? And beyond that, it's not that they don't say some things that may have some truth to them. The devil always does that, doesn't he? He'll always quote portions of Scripture and leave certain things out. Context is really a problem for the devil. And so that's why context is so important. Instead of quoting a passage of Scripture, you need to know what's going on before and after that text of Scripture so that you reference it properly. And here this week, we had CARE, who has been linked in the past to Hamas. In fact, Pamela Gaylor has often said they should always be referred to as Hamas CARE. That way we remember that they were an unindicted co-conspirator and the Holy Land Foundation trials, and they had been funding terror groups. Same thing was true with ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America, and several other Muslim Brotherhood front groups. And so this week there was a story out in which the Los Angeles chapter of CARE had their guy speaking, and here's what he said. Let's not forget that some of our own foreign policy as Americans, as the West, have fueled that extremism. Now, he's calling simply following Islam extremism. I encourage everybody, quit referring to what these people engage in as radical Islam. Quit doing that. Quit referring to it as extremism with regards to Islam. Don't do it. It is Islam. You said, well, Tim, there are people who don't engage in that, and this goes back to what I said before. Those people who adhere to the Muslim faith have to be, in some sense, doctrinal terrorists. They're upholding the teachings of a terrorist. Okay? A refugee terrorist, I might add. Okay? Muhammad. And in doing so, they already have the seeds planted to go jihad at any time. And you have no way of telling one way or the other who's going to be one, who isn't. However, this guy came on and said, it's America's foreign policy that does that. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that our foreign policy probably throws some fuel on the fire. But look, these people have been fighting for 1,400 years. They've been doing things that we shouldn't have done unconstitutionally did not start them in terrorism. So to blame that on foreign policy is wrong. Yes, I can see where it just exacerbates the problem, but the fact of the matter is these people have been doing this 1,400 years. In fact, I did an article the other week of a singer who is in Saudi Arabia, and she even said the same thing. Why are we pinning our troubles on the West? We've been slaughtering our own people for 1,400 years, and she's exactly right. She's exactly right. I get it. If foreigners came into America and they started a war on our soil and started killing our people, more people would join in to fight against them. I think the same thing's probably true over there. But the fact of the matter is these people have been killing their own people for 1,400 years and killing the infidels for 1,400 years. That's the history of Islam. It is not a history of love and peace and accomplishment. It's not. In fact, this guy from CARE, Hussam Alush, I believe is how you pronounce his name, he says that, support for repressive regimes in the Middle East, including Egypt, push people over to the edge, and they become extremists. We're partly responsible. Terrorism is a global problem, not a Muslim problem, and the solution has to be global. Everyone has a role in it. Okay, now wait a minute. See, this is where it completely goes off track. Terrorism is a global problem, not a Muslim problem? I'm not reading about Christians going around cutting people's heads off. Look, let's go outside even of Christianity. I'm not reading about Mormons going around and raping, people. I'm not reading about Baptists taking and enslaving women and children. Not to equate either one of those. I'm just saying, you don't read that about it. You just don't read it. You don't see it. No, when you see terrorism, and I get it that it's a use of government, and I think we are seeing that in our country. It's a use of government to try to get us to deal with the gun agenda so they can push further in their communistic plans. But the reality is, when you read about these attacks, when you read about what we've commonly called terrorism now, it is Islamic at the core. The guy at Planned Parenthood is not the same thing as what we've been seeing all across the globe. He's not. And I don't condone his motives or his actions any more than I do the Islamist. If that guy claims to be a Christian, he's a poor excuse for one. And I don't think he is. I think there are too many things for that guy that clearly are against Christian teachings. But everything these jihadis engage in is clearly tied to the teachings of the Quran. Clearly. And they model the lifestyle of Muhammad. There's one thing that needs to be asked of people like Chris Cuomo at CNN and others. Those who want to somehow put a pretty face on Islam. And that's this. One question. Was Muhammad a terrorist? Was he a terrorist? If he was a terrorist, then Islam can be nothing but a religion of terrorism. And people will turn that around on me and they say, well, doesn't the Old Testament have some stories about God telling the people to go? Yes, of course, they did. You know the difference in that? One was God used the people to judge the people who were sinning in Canaan. That was one thing. It was pretty clear. He was using them to judge them, and he had given them the land because of the people's sin in Canaan. That's why he brought the people in against them. And he had specific things for specific people at a specific time. And that's where he gave those commands. And those were early on. You don't see that those kind of commands. We don't have those commands today to go into a particular place and wipe out everybody. We don't have those commands. When you go to the Quran, it works backwards. And all of the bloody, gory, terroristic kind of references come all at the end. They're the last words, the last prophecies, if you will, the last commands from the pen of Muhammad. So there's a tremendous difference between Christianity and Islam. Islam is one that is works-based. There is no dealing with one's sin. There is no way you can really be made right with God except you engage in jihad, you die in jihad, you go immediately to paradise. But Christianity says, no, you are made right with God because of the work of his son, the Lord Jesus, on the cross, taking upon himself the sins of the world in order that he might redeem them unto himself and reconcile us unto God. That is the difference. That is the difference, right at the heart. Anything else is either very, for Christianity, it's very spiritual, that's lived out in the flesh, or it's very fleshy, and it's lived out in the flesh, which leads to death. One or the other. But here we are, you know, a designated terror group continuing to function inside our borders, having the White House's ears, and they're very big ears, by the way, to them at any moment that they want to call upon the Oval Office. What does that tell you? As I was making mention of last night, an article I did, you can find it at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Useful Criminal Idiot San Bernardino Crime Scene Tampered With by Mainstream Media. You have people covering up and being involved in criminal activity to cover up the criminal activity of Islamists. And I'm going to tell you, you go in here and you see this guy from CNN, you see the people from MSNBC, and they're going in a crime scene, putting their hands and fingerprints all over everything, and it renders every bit of that evidence inadmissible in court. Everybody on those videos should be immediately arrested and charged. Every one of them. They're complicit in what's going on here. They can't be that ignorant. California law is clear they're not supposed to be in there. And yet they were. They're caught on film, and nobody does anything. We're talking about justice. Bring the justice, and you'll have peace. You don't do it, you're not going to have peace. Other side of the break, we'll finish up with this. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Last segment from the first hour. In case you're joining us and you don't recognize Bradley's voice, this is Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've been talking about the San Bernardino shootings, Islam, and we're going to carry some over a little bit from that in the second hour. A look at our Constitution and as far as what can be done about Islam. And a lot of people think, well, that would be a violation of the First Amendment. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Let's just see if that's exactly what would be done in dealing with Islam in the United States. But let me kind of try to wrap up some of my thoughts here with regard to some of the things that are being pushed as a result of this. We're not having a discussion about Islam. Do you notice that? The guy in the White House, I don't refer to him as a president because I think he's a usurper. The guy in the White House, Hussein Obama, does not want to call it Islamic terrorism ever. In fact, it came out earlier this week. He was trying to push that this might be, you know, another workplace violence thing. And you just go, you can't be serious. And, of course, he isn't serious. He knows better. He knows what Islam is. He knows what it teaches. He was taught it from a little boy. And so when I made reference earlier in the hour about Debbie Wasserman Schultz's claims back in October of the number of mass shootings and how we demonstrated that she didn't know what she was talking about and the place that she got her information didn't know what they were talking about, well, it's come out now this week people pulled from a similar source and came out. Yep, same source, shooting tracker. They came out and said that there's been 355 mass shootings this year. But do you know how many actually happened? Four. These things are not as common as people would like to think. There are more babies murdered in the womb hundreds of times over every day than there are mass shootings in this country. There is literally more people every day who are murdered in the womb in our country than were killed on 9/11. That should be shocking to people, but it isn't. Why? Because they're numb to it. Oh, abortion, we just talk about abortion. Abortion, it's just a piece of skin, it's a piece of flesh. And yet that goes on every day. But when it comes to mass shooting, people are shocked at that. Oh, how could this be? And so they push the gun agenda. Let me give you a little reality here. Mass shootings. Let's take our last five presidents and see if you get a picture of where we're going and who's really behind a lot of this stuff. Okay? Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan served for 8 years in the Oval Office. During that time, from 1981 to 1989, there were 11 mass shootings. Now, keep in mind, a mass shooting is four more people who are shot. Okay? You have incidents with eight or more deaths. Out of those 11 mass shootings, five. Under Reagan. George H.W. Bush, he served only 4 years. 1989 to 1993, there were 12 mass murders. Again, mass murders would be not only four or more people shot, but four or more people die. And incidences with eight or more deaths during his time were three. Bill Clinton, he served also 8 years, 1993 to 2001, 23, almost twice the number that were under Bush. 23 mass murders occurred under his watch. And incidents with eight or more deaths were four. George W. Bush, from 2001 to 2009, again, he served two terms, 8 years, 20 mass murders, almost as many as Bill Clinton. And the incidences with eight or more deaths were five. Now, hang on to your hats. Under Barack Obama, who has not even served two full terms, there have been 162 mass murders. The incidences with eight or more deaths are 18. Again, why is that? Clearly, some are orchestrated. Some are emboldened criminals. And there is no question in my mind that this administration, whether these are fabricated and manipulated, as Steven Seagal says, or not, this administration gets on it as quickly as they can to push an agenda to get guns out of the hands of the citizens. That's what they do. They've done it with several things in the news, things that should have never made national news. The Trayvon Martin incident should have never been national news, but it was. And you can bet your bottom dollar that it came from the top down to push that because they saw an opportunity to get in and to divide ethnicities against one another. We've seen it where they're in there to divide police from the people they're supposed to serve. We've seen that in Baltimore, Ferguson, New York. And don't get me wrong, in some instances there have been some things where the police officers were completely wrong. They should be held to the same standard any other citizen is. In fact, I just had a conversation this week with a Boston police officer. I was down in Florida, and it was amazing to me. Nice guy, but how they're so willing to undermine the Constitution for the sake of laws that are written that undermine that, specifically the Fourth Amendment. And we were talking about being able to go into somebody's house to look for a person. When the Fourth Amendment is clear, you need a warrant, and you've got to designate the persons or things to be searched or seized. And yet I was told, well, I can go in there if I think somebody's life's in danger, and I can go in there, and if I look for them and I find, you know, some drugs or this, that, and the other, then what I do is as soon as I find the person or I don't find the person, I seal off the house, and then I go get a warrant to search for what I already knew that was in there. That's a violation of the Constitution, folks. It is doing something, you're premising breaking the law on criminal activity. And isn't that how they get you to give up your rights? Same thing's true here. Criminals go in and they do criminal activity. They murder people. You don't even have to call it terrorism. They murder people. And who are the people who are attacked in all of this? It's America. It's law-abiding citizens. Well, we need to get those guns. You need to check yourself. Why? I didn't do anything. Why should Americans give up their rights to keep and bear arms? Why should we be giving up our rights when we're told it's Islamic jihadis who flew airplanes into buildings and killed all these people? And yet we're told, oh, we're going to bring 100,000 of these Muslims in a year. Put them in your city right alongside you. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you just say these guys were, this was the ideologies? No. Those are only the extremists. You see how it goes? And then you buy into the fact that those are extremists who did that. But they're the actual Muslims. They're the real deal. And then you want to allow the government to bring these people in, to feed, clothe, and house them at your expense, and warm them like little rattlesnake eggs, and let them grow and hatch and be the judgment of God upon our culture. Talk about being blind. Talk about being blind. Again, read Deuteronomy 28. See what God says he'll bring upon a people who forget him, a people who turn against him. He's going to bring the foreigner against us. And we see it. We see it and we hear about it every day. Now, this doesn't give us reason to be fearful. I think we go to the foreigner and we bring them the gospel, hoping that God's going to convert their heart. If we don't do that, we're going to have to deal with them with a carnal weapon. And I'd soon see the Spirit of God do something and change their life. There are people even out of that culture whom he has for himself, whom the Lord Jesus has purchased with his own blood. The other side of the break, we're going to pick up some of this. Islam and the Constitution. Can we deal with it constitutionally in America? See you on the other side.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.